It's time for this week's Focus on Business. Today, more of Tom Martin's conversation with Fayette Alliance Executive Director Susan Speckert on the updating of Lexington's comprehensive plan. The focus this week, affordability.
What are some of the risks of infill itself? And one of the things that comes to mind for me and many of us here who perhaps went on the Chamber of Commerce trip to Boulder, Colorado, some years ago, came back with the impression that they have priced themselves out of their own city by containing it within a certain boundary. Is there a danger of that?
I think that the challenge is to understand that expansion will not increase the inventory of affordable housing. And the best way to understand that is to look what happened the last time we expanded. The last time we expanded was 1996, and there were approximately 5,000 acres brought in that were designated residential. There was a plan that was put in place that governed what was called the expansion area. The expansion area master plan offered incentives to developers to build affordable housing, and they did not take advantage of that, of those incentives. So the argument that expansion or just adding more land will increase our inventory of affordable housing, our history shows us a different story. The developers who do affordable housing will tell you that the way that they're able to do that is by qualifying for a federal tax incentive. And among the many qualifications for that is a requirement that affordable housing be located in areas where there's existing infrastructure and it's close to jobs and other amenities and needs. So again, this idea of pushing people out to the perimeter, particularly for affordable housing, I mean, that further marginalizes our citizens. And that is not a strategy that we think is sustainable or that would be successful.
Another pretty major dynamic that plays into all of this thinking and planning is the consent decree, which brings with it a capacity assurance program. Developers who choose to build in areas that do not have city services at this point have to provide their own. They have to ensure that it doesn't overwhelm the city's capacity to handle sewage and stormwater. What are the implications of that for planning within the urban services boundary?
Well, you've hit on just a central critical issue. As you say, in 2006, we were entered into a consent decree with the Environmental Protection Agency to fix our dilapidated and overstressed sewers. It was the consent decree was originally estimated to cost $300 million. It's now estimated to cost approximately $600 million over the next decade. The $600 million price tag does not include an expansion. So it is possible that if there was an expansion, that that would increase the amount of that price tag. That also is part of the reason that adding land would not increase the inventory of affordable homes, because you simply couldn't build what would be considered, in quotes, an affordable home in an expansion area. It's just too expensive to build out there.
Tom Martin's Q&A series appears biweekly in the Business Monday section of the Lexington Herald Leader. Technical support for this broadcast is provided by Dynamics Productions online at dxaudio.com.